Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather today. We thank you for your precious word, Lord, and a very short psalm today, and all about your mercy. Mercy in face of resistance, mercy in face of contempt, mercy in face of mocking and scorn. And a whole psalm given to that, but it's only four verses. So one central idea, help us to glean from that and help us to understand a little bit more the riches of your great love for us and the mercy that you show us, the graciousness that you show us, the goodness that you show us, the chesed that you show us, Lord. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, we began the ascent psalms, and of course, as these were the psalms that typically the visitors coming to the great feasts would sing when they came into the land, and then on into up the mountain to Jerusalem, and as they grew closer and closer, they would sing these songs. Well, the first one in 120, as we had 3 weeks ago, I think it was, or 4 weeks ago, they were really pretty much down in the dumps, and it was kind of despair. And you could see they're tired of traveling or whatever, and they're looking forward to Jerusalem, but it's still kind of a long way off, it seemed like. And, you know, then we came, I think it was last week or so, I look to the hills, and so they're getting closer now, they look to the hills. And then last week, I think they got into the temple. We're in the place of worship. Wow, wow, wow. Well, today we're even higher. Now we're going to God. Not the God of the temple, not to the God of the hills, just that, but to God himself. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So you can't get higher than this. So as we read verse 1, it says, unto you, that's unto Jehovah, that's unto you, God, I lift up my eyes. This psalm has been called the Psalm of the Eye, if you can kind of think, well, what does that mean? But I think that'll become more clear as we go through it. But the Psalm of the Eye, I lift up my eyes. Who are you lifting up your eyes to? What are you lifting up your eyes to, I should say, maybe? Who or what? But here it's unto you, unto you, unto you. I lift up my eyes. O you. Who dwell in the heavens? Who dwells in the heavens? Only God. So are you looking at heaven or are you looking at earth? Oh, I never look at the earth. Oh, really? Most of the time I look at the earth. Oh, you who dwell in the heavens. And now we're going to get into three prayers for mercy. What does mercy mean to you? When you would try to identify mercy, you know, one of the definitions we have is, well, that you're getting what you don't deserve. God is merciful. He's not giving you what you really deserve. He's giving you less or maybe nothing at all of what you really deserve. But instead, he's giving you love, right? So this word is chesed. It's used 79 times in the Bible. It's translated most of the time mercy and gracious or graciousness. But that's only about half the usages. So there's, you know, when you come from the Hebrew, there's fewer Hebrew words, as you know, than Greek words. So the Hebrew typically has more definitions in English than the Greek does. So it's more general. So it includes a lot of things. But this is God's goodness, his graciousness, his mercy, his good. He's just good, right?
Yeah.
The chesed. And so it's kind of hard to wrap your arms around just one English word and say, well, that's what it is. Well, that's part of his goodness, right? So I don't know what the mercy of God means to you, but we're going to be talking, praying three times for his mercy. So you should have some idea what you're praying for here. And we read now, what are we going to use our eyes now for? Well, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God. So this is an amazing thing here when you start to think it through a little bit. Remember, this is a psalm of the eyes. It's not so much the psalm of the mouth, although we are going to be praying, but you can pray without even using your tongue or your mouth. You can pray silently. But in the Oriental custom, they were used to festive occasions, and they would have these gatherings, and they didn't have noise-suppressant walls and noise-suppressant ceilings. It pretty much was a lot of stone being used, and, you know, stone really reflects the sound. So at the gatherings, there would be much noise. And so here is the host or the hostess, or the host and the hostess, watching over the crowd and making sure everything is done correctly. So how did this happen? Well, in that culture, all the men pretty much had men servants, and the women had women servants, and they would develop these hand signals. It's kind of like when you watch baseball. You know, you watch baseball, they're looking for the sign, you know, and they're doing all these things. Well, a little bit like that. So, but what was happening there apparently is that without a word, the host, his servant, would always be watching him, and he would just give a hand signal, and that would mean whatever it meant, get more wine or get more food or, you know, whatever. And so he was always alert, always watching, always watching, always watching. So this is what this psalm is saying to us. With our eyes always watching, what are we watching the Lord for? We're watching the Lord for His mercy. Now that's amazing. You're watching the Lord for the mercy, because here's what we read here. So our eyes look to the Lord, just as the eyes of the servant look to their masters, just as the eyes of a maid looks to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God, what? Until what? He has mercy on us. Now, did you ever think of mercy in that way? You keep looking to the Lord until He has mercy on you. Well, how about your prayer? That's one way you look, isn't it? And by praying for it? So our eyes look to the Lord our God until His mercy, His chesed, or His graciousness, or His goodness, all of the above, is on us. But just think, that also implies that it can be on you. His mercy can be upon you. If you're going to look to Him until it comes upon you, the only way you're not going to get it is if you stop looking, right? Seems to me. And here's the prayer again. Verse 3, have mercy on. Now we go to plural. Now it has mercy on us. Before it was on an individual, the maid or the servant. Now it's on plural. Have mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord, O Yahweh, Jehovah. We're looking all the way up to God now. We're not looking at the hills. We're not looking at the temple. We're not looking at Jerusalem. We're looking at God. Have mercy on us, O Yahweh, O Lord, O Jehovah. Have mercy on us. Isn't that good? I think this group really has mercy on it every Saturday morning when we come here, right? But have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. So there is the triplicate, really. We had, has mercy on us in the first part of verse 2, the last part of verse 2. Now, on verse 3, it's twice. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Why? For or because? Here's the whole why this mercy is being prayed for. We are exceedingly filled with contempt. And I believe the context there is that would mean mocking, that would mean discouragement, that would mean the world coming against Christianity, if you will, or coming against us because of our belief in Christ. So here we are, 1,000 years before Christ. You think, well, it was the good old days back then, the days of David, you know, man, I wish we were in those days instead of these evil days we're in now. Well, we have a whole psalm given over to the contempt, the scorning, the mocking is so strong, he's just going to pray to the Lord until the Lord's mercy kind of overwhelms him. Isn't that great? I think that's really great. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul, now, that's you, not just your hands, your feet, or your ears, or your mind, or your heart, it's all of the above. Our soul is exceedingly filled with a scorn. Scorn here would be scoffing, would be derision, mocking again, kind of a thing. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the mocking of those who are at ease. Now, what does that mean? They're not living by the word. They're living for the flesh. They're living any way they want. And you would find them maybe in the top 10 most wealthy people in the world or whatever. You know, I'm not really putting wealth down, but I am putting down the people who are just living for that. They have no concern about the future. They have no concern about heaven or hell. They probably don't even believe there is one. They don't believe there's a God they'll have to answer to. And here you are. You're following the Lord. You're following His word, and you're living like a, relatively speaking, like a pauper, right? Man, you don't have two quarters in your pocket, maybe. But yet you have everything. You have everything. You have His mercy. So our soul is exceedingly filled. Now, that's pretty full, isn't it? Exceeding. Can you think of anything greater than exceedingly filled? But that's a lot of wickedness around us. Now, you hear all the time, oh, we're living in crazy time. Blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe so, but here is a time when it was, this is 3,000 years ago, the psalmist is saying, the surrounding that he's in is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease with the contempt of the proud. Pride has been here and always is here and always will be here as long as we're in these bodies, I guess. But that's just a great little prayer here for praying several times for mercy until we have that mercy from Him because of the environment we're in, because of the resistance, because of the wicked ones, because of that which is around us. Father, we thank You for the clarity in this little psalm, just four verses. We thank You for the emphasis given to Your mercy. And so as we pray this morning, as led by Your Spirit, may You direct our prayers. And we do ask for mercy, Lord, in every kind of parameter for the nation, for those around us, for ourselves, and for those going through difficulties, for those who are not going through difficulties. In some cases, the ones going through the difficulties are the best off because they probably are spending more time asking for Your mercy and asking for Your help than the ones who think they have it made and there's no need to turn to You at all. But we're needy people, Lord. We are. You tell us to pray for mercy until we have it. So help us to cry out this morning in the way that You would have us, and help us also to have thanksgiving in our hearts for Your demonstrated love, Your chesed, Your mercy, Your goodness, Your graciousness to us always and forevermore. So lead us now in Jesus' name. Well, as we come to pretty much the end today, I just thank the Lord for all things. And one of the illustrations that was brought up, if we are that concerned about a key that has no soul, to something that has no life, and we pray and we find the key, how about the key to eternal life that we have in our hands in terms of the truth, His truth? And how about praying for those who don't have the key yet? They're really lost. They're lost eternally at the moment. Father, we do lift up the lost, Lord, and we pray for the key. We pray that we would be distributors of that key, Lord. We cannot save anybody, but we can certainly reflect Your love. And we can certainly reflect the experience that You have accomplished in our lives as we look back on how You have saved us, how You've changed us, all You, it's nothing in us. And so, Lord, we do need to cry out, even as here we're crying out until mercy, we cry out in a way until salvation, until the key. And so, Lord, thank You for meeting us here this morning. And I just want to close with that old song, "There are surely goodness and mercy." Goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I shall feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So let's stand and sing this song, if we may. Father, we thank you for meeting us here today. And as we leave, may we just be these little torches running around out there, giving light to that dark place. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.